Damn it. Hey, Dad.
Kayla, where the hell are you?
I'm fine. I'm on my way home.
From where?
Does it matter?
Yes, it does matter, young lady. Driving is a privilege.
Privilege can be taken away. I know.
This isn't funny.
No one said it was funny. I'm okay, and I'll be home in 2 hours.
Hours?
I was at Annalisa's house.
No, you weren't. I just called her mom.
Dad, what the hell?
I'm sorry, Kayla, but you leave me no choice when you disappear like this. So I'll give you one last chance. Where were you?
I was visiting Trent.
I knew it. You're grounded when you get back here.
You don't even know him. He's a great guy.
You know that you're too trusting, Kayla. It worries me, that's all.
I'm 17, Dad. It's not 1953. I can fend for myself.
Are you gonna call me sexist again?
Sometimes you say sexist stuff. I love you, Dad. I'm sorry I didn't tell you where I was going. I didn't realize that I'd have to alert you every time I went somewhere.
Well, when you're off punishment, that's what you'll start doing whenever you get in that car.
Seriously?
Dead serious.
And when can I get that new car you and Mom promised? This thing is ancient. It's always making scary noises.
Scary noises are part of your first car experience. You can get a new one when you can afford it.
Ugh, I'll be home soon, okay? Oh, wait, Dad, one more question. How many miles do I have left when the gaslight comes on?
You don't have a full tank of gas.
I don't need the lecture. I need the answer to the question.
How many times have I told you can't...
You're breaking up.
Driving. Go sure the gas...
Could you say that again, Dad?
Yes.
Shoot. Dad, sweetie, the signal's really bad here. I'm turning on Clinton Road now. I'll talk to you later, okay? Turn the odometer on.
You hear him from afar.
Yikes. But soon, a thick fog rolled in. It was something out of a horror movie. I could scarcely see 5 feet in front of me. I was forced to bring the car down to a slow crawl. What if something jumped in the road in front of me? Suddenly, the good feeling that came with the freedom of having my license slipped away into the mist. I felt claustrophobic. I had the sudden urge to lock the doors. I remembered to turn the high beams off. With no way of seeing ahead of me, no way of knowing exactly where I was, no way of...
Help! Please, let me in!
A man had suddenly appeared right in front of me. I'd barely stopped in time before hitting him. He stood about 6 feet tall, with brown hair and a strong build. Even through the window, I could see how wide his eyes were. He was in some sort of panic. He ran to the passenger side of the car. What is going on?
I promise, I'm not gonna hurt you. Please, please help me.
Could I trust him? I knew what my dad would say, but something told me I needed to help him.
Lock the door, now, and drive. Didn't you hear me? Lock the doors, all of them, quick! Drive, drive! I'll explain. Thank you.
Hey, you need to tell me what the hell is going on.
I was camping. Me and two of my friends, Ron and Jesse. We always wanted to go camping out here. We'd always talked about it, and especially Jesse, just because it's peaceful and quiet and in the solitude. We just set up the tent and we were making the fire. I was making the fire when all of a sudden it came out of the woods and attacked us.
It? What's it?
Can't you drive faster?
I can barely see the road. What attacked you?
I don't even know how to describe it. It looked almost human, but it definitely wasn't human, and it was huge. It was, oh God, I mean, I can't even describe it, but it was terrifying. It grabbed Ron. It grabbed him, and I can't even tell you what I saw. Jesse and I didn't help him. We ran away. And it was following us, and it was so fast. And Jesse tripped on a rock and fell, and it was on him. And I just ran. I just kept running until I got to the road. I'm serious. I've never been so scared in my life.
What?
You don't believe me. You think I'm a crazy raving lunatic. And you let me in your car anyway. Lady, I swear on everything, I'm telling the truth.
Out of the corner of my eye, I tried to study the man's face. I searched for any little clue, any little hint that he was lying, that the danger wasn't outside of the car, but right next to me.
Oh God.
What? What?
The mirror. Look in the mirror.
What the hell is that? There, just peeking out of the fog behind us, the creature. It walked on two legs, but the man was right. It wasn't human. Something about its gait was wrong. Just so wrong.
That's it! It's following us! You need to go faster! 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 It's catching up with us!
I'm already going too fast. I can barely see.
Oh God! Oh God!
Why is it following us?
I don't know how any animal could run so fast.
Oh my God! Why the hell don't they have signs on this road?
This road's notorious. People die every year. Even before you factor something like that.
Do you still see it?
No. Thank you for letting me in. I was so scared that no one would let me in.
Of course. What's your name?
Patrick. You?
Kayla.
You from around here?
No, not at all. I just got my driver's license and was just kind of driving around. I didn't realize this area wouldn't have any cell signal, and now I'm kind of lost.
This area is a dead zone. It's really pretty during the day, but at night it gets...
I'm sorry about your friends. What was that? Wait, don't... That must be it.
The sooner we get out of these woods, the better.
Oh, shit.
What?
The gas. I'm almost out of gas.
When did the light come on? How long ago?
About 16 miles.
Oh, God. Okay, take your foot off the gas. We need to coast. There's a gas station somewhere along this road. We must be close by.
But what if that thing comes back?
We'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
We crawled on. I only stepped on the gas to keep the car moving. I watched the odometer slowly tick up. What if we ran out of gas before we got to the station? What if we had to walk in the fog until we found it? Where was the creature? Surely it was still... Oh God, that sounded closer. What if there's more than one?
I didn't even think of that.
Look, up there. That's it, right? That's the gas station.
Yes, thank God.
No, 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 no.
This isn't bad. This isn't the end of the world. We're close. It's some, 100 yards away?
But now one of us will have to get out of the car. Maybe we should both make a run for the gas station. There must be an attendant. We could lock ourselves up inside and call for help.
I think we should just go to the station, get a container of gas, fill the car, and get out.
We could wait in the gas station until morning. Maybe this thing, whatever it is nocturnal.
We don't know that.
We can't just sit here and argue about it. We need to get out of the car. We can both go. Both of us.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh God, that sounded close.
I know. We're halfway there. We can make it.
I hope there's somebody at the gas station who can help us. It's closer. It's getting closer.
We need to stay quiet. What was that?
Glass. I just stepped on... Oh God, there's broken glass everywhere.
Look, the gas.
What the hell happened here? Hello? Is anybody here?
Hello? We need help.
This place looks like a war zone. Check behind the counter. What? What is it?
Blood. Where's it coming from?
Oh God, Patrick! Patrick!
Oh.
Is he?
He doesn't have a pulse. He lost so much blood.
Do you think it was?
It must have been. I mean, look at him. His. Where's his arm?
We can't stay here. The thing had no problem getting in.
We need to find a phone. Maybe it's in the back. Maybe we can hide back there.
Maybe that thing is back there.
The phone isn't working.
Oh God. Oh God, oh God.
If that thing comes in here, it'll find us. We need to go get gas and take it back to the car.
From out there?
Yes, from out there. Okay, look, you stay here and stand guard. I'll go out and fill up this container with gas, and then we'll make a run for the car. You need to keep watch.
But what if...
If you see it, warn me and I'll come back inside.
And if it follows you?
Let's hope we don't see it. Okay. Here I go.
Come on, come on, come on. I watched him as he sprinted over. He was pushing buttons. Still pushing buttons. What was going on? What is he doing? Oh God.
It only takes debit!
Shit. Here, the pin is 1343.
Okay, keep an eye out. We got this.
I feel like I can feel it watching us.
We can't think like that. We're almost out of here.
It's there, at the edge of the woods. Turn around slowly.
No.
It's between us and the car, Patrick.
Okay. Stay calm. This thing is halfway filled up.
What is it doing? Why is it just standing there?
We need to fill this up, and then we'll walk back inside calmly.
It's so huge. And the way it's standing on two legs, almost like a person. What is it?
It's almost full. Almost there.
It's like it's watching us, staring at us.
Okay, go back inside. Slowly. Keep an eye on it.
What about you?
I'll be fine. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Keep going. Keep going. This thing is just about full.
Oh God, Patrick, it's coming. Run! Run! Patrick, what are you doing? Patrick, run! Come over here! There must be something. Something. The phone. Hello? Hello? No. Come on, come on! Then, in the bottom drawer, I found it. A revolver. The creature was gone. I was scared to look outside, but I knew I had to. When I looked out the window, I saw the most gruesome sight. Patrick, who I'd just spoken 2 minutes ago, was no more. He was lying in a pool of blood. I surveyed the scene. Gas was still flowing from another machine. The creature must have attacked the attendant while he was out there. I was scared that the whole place could explode. I had to get out of there. I could grab the gas can and make a run for the car, but the creature, what if it was still there? So far, so good. No sign of... Suddenly, there it was, at the edge of the woods. Again, just watching me. I didn't dare stop moving, and I watched its head turn to keep its gaze upon me. My heart pounded. I continued walking, not daring to take my eyes off the creature. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, I reached the car. I placed the gun on the roof of the car and quickly unscrewed the gas cap and started to pour the gas in. I glanced quickly between the tank and the creature. The tank and the creature. The tank and... the creature was closer. It had taken just a step, perhaps two, but it was closer. Its eyes locked on me. Finally, the tank was filled. I quickly got into the car and turned the key. No! I looked in my rearview mirror. The creature was walking towards me. Not running, walking. As if it knew. As if it knew that my car wasn't going to start. As if it knew it could take its sweet time getting to me. Oh, no, no, no! It was no use. The car wasn't starting. I reached to the seat next to me for the gun. Where was it? Where was the gun? Oh God, where is it? Where is it? The roof of the car. I'd left it on the roof of the car. The creature broke out into a sprint, coming straight at me, 100 feet away. Come here, you son of a bitch. It was my first time using a gun. I could see there was only one bullet left. I carefully took aim and... I missed the creature. But not the leaking gas pump. I fell to the ground and covered my head. Pieces of wood, glass, and plastic fell all around me. I waited for a few moments before I dared stand up. Then, the creature, completely engulfed in flames, missing one arm, limping towards me still. It let out a pitiful howl, but continued on its walk. The creature limped closer and closer. It was practically against my bumper when I took off. I couldn't take my eyes off the rearview mirror. As the horror behind me disappeared into the fog, I saw one final thing. The creature fall face first into the pavement. This is it, officer. See, just like I told you, the old gas station completely blew up.
And you said you found the attendant dead, is that correct? It's such a damn shame. Quentin was a good guy. He was a good guy.
Yes, dead. Killed by the creature.
Oh, yes, the creature. Let's pull over here, Frank. You stay in the car, all right, Kayla?
That's completely fine.
Kayla, this creature you described, I thought you said it died on the road.
Yes. It fell down onto the road. It must have died. It was completely on fire. It was... here.
Well, I don't see any creature.
I know, but it was here. It was right here.
Don't Stop Driving is written by Austin S. Harris. Editing and sound design by Justin Bunka. Music by Aaron Daniel Jacob. Starring Amber Grace, Max Banta, and Blake Cushy. Lucid.